ओम शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, अंडरस्टैंडिंग द ड्रामा एक्यूरेटली। वी ऑल नो दैट वी आर इन द वेरी क्रूशियल टाइम ऑफ द ड्रामा। वी आर इन द वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट period of the drama, where the two big cycles are going to get confluenced. It is a confluence of two cycles. It's a confluence of Iron Age and the Golden Age. The most powerful time of the entire cycle. And we are the most fortunate ones to be in this time. Don't you think so? Yeah? We souls, we Baba's children are the most fortunate ones to be in this confluence age. Because there are crores, lakhs and lakhs of people, crores of people who haven't understood, who haven't recognized Shiv Baba, who have not recognized the time, and who have not recognized the benefit that we are receiving at this point in time. So at least one speciality that we all of us have is we have recognized Shiv Baba, we have recognized the time in the Kalpa. Now the time, now it's our duty to understand it more accurately. Why? Because this is a time in the cycle where it's very chaotic as well. It is important, yes. It is very auspicious. It is equal to a diamond where we receive a lot of benefit, yes. But also, it is the most chaotic time in the entire cycle. Why? We have understood S-curve thing of the management. No? When one S-curve finishes, the other S-curve starts, it's a chaotic time, right? So the one cycle is finishing and the other cycle is starting. The old and the new is coming together. When we don't let go of the old ways, when we don't adopt the new ways, then we are always that chaotic. Now, this is a time of sanskar regeneration. We are refreshing, rebooting our system. So washing out all the old sanskars and bringing out the new sanskars. But the problem, why we are finding it chaotic sometimes, is because we are holding on to the old ways of thinking, holding on to the old sanskars, and that's why it is not becoming easy for us to shift on to the new sanskar, shift to the new S curve, shift to the new cycle. So we need to do that. We need to let go of the old ways now. And only then we are able to shift to the new ones. So how are we going to let go of the old ways of thinking, old sanskars and old everything? How are we going to let go of that? How are we going to let go of that? The old sanskars, old ways. Because we, the Brahmin souls, have been here on this earth for the past 5,000 years. And at this time, on the earth, there are souls from Golden Age, souls from Silver Age, souls from Copper Age, souls from Iron Age, starting of Iron Age, and souls who have taken one or two births. So, variety of souls are there on earth now, who are completely the quality, the souls of the Satopradhan quality, of the Golden Age quality, souls of the Silver Age quality, souls of the Copper Age quality, souls of Iron Age quality. All are there, but not in their original form, but already all in a very graded form. Souls from Satopradhan, the Golden Age, because they have traveled the most, they have taken the most number of births, they are completely towards the last. Right? And now the souls who have coming now from Paramdham, one or two births, three births, they are more active. They are more enthusiastic. They are more energetic. And looking at them, sometimes we Brahmin souls have a thought. Sometimes we feel the people outside in the world, they are better than the Brahmins. Why? Because, okay, those souls have those values. Some people who have come down directly from Paramdham now, they have the virtues because the soul is Satopradhan at that time. So we see all the virtues and qualities in those behavior. And that's why then we get confused. Oh, whatever Baba is teaching us, is it right? Because we see the interactions of other people and we try to get confused. So now we need to have that clarity who we are and who are those souls. We need to understand the drama accurately here. So when we don't understand that properly, then there is confusion. Then there is lot of, you know, clutters inside. So just like if we go on a world tour, you know, one group is starting the world tour of 30 days. When we start the world tour, we are so enthusiastic. Oh, we are going to different places, we'll be seeing this place, that place, and we'll be staying in a 5-star hotel. That we are so enthusiastic when we start off with the world tour of 30 days. And towards the end, on the 26th or 27th day, how do we feel? Do we have the same level of enthusiasm on the 27th or 28th day as the enthusiasm we had on the first day? Will we have the same level of enthusiasm? No. Towards the end of 27th or 28th, 29th day, we are so tired and we want to just go back home and just sleep on our bed and eat homemade food, simple food. That is so comforting, so comforting. We just want to go back home. When we are finishing our world tour, another group is starting their world tour. What is the energy level? We are finishing, so we are so tired and we just want to go back home and rest. We have seen enough of the world. And now the other group is starting, their enthusiasm is 100% now. So we the Brahmins are like that now. We have finished our cycle. We have finished whatever we had to do. 84 births we had taken. We have done everything. We have had our share of happiness, our share of sorrow, our share of guilt, our share of everything. everything we have had and in 84 births, now we are so tired that we want to go back home. We want to go to Paramdham and sit there. Experience that silence. Experience that love of Baba. And that's why naturally in Brahmins there is a feeling of, you know, vairagya, disinterest of the world towards the old world. There's natural disinterest because we have seen enough of that now. We have seen even better world than the present now. Whatever it is now, we have seen everything. So there's natural disinterest towards the world. We don't want to do all those things. But the souls who are coming now, they are having so much of interest. So then, looking at that, we feel, why don't we have that enthusiasm? It's because the soul is satisfied. Soul is content now. The soul wants to go back home. And the soul has experienced everything. So now only the effort that we need to make is take the sense from Tamopradhan to Satopradhan, the original stage, original sanskars that we were having in golden age. That's all. That is the effort that we are making. That's it. So when we are transforming our sanskars, sometimes we come across many questions. One of the questions we usually come across is, Baba says that, oh, this drama is predestined. Then what is the role of a free will now? This is a question that, you know, recently we had Call of Time retreat here in Gansarovar. Many of the guests had this question. Whatever is happening in my life, is it destiny? And what is the role of free will in our lives? Because Baba says that cycle is predestined. Every second, every minute, it is repeating. Whatever had happened a kalpa ago, it is happening just exactly like that in this cycle as well. We were sitting like this kalpa ago. We were having this glass a kalpa ago. And it is exactly happening like this. Right? So when it is exactly happening, second by second, where does the free will work? Is there a choice for me? What do you say? Dadi gave a very beautiful answer for that. Dadi said, my role is my destiny. In this birth, I have this body, I'm born as Suman. This is my destiny. This is the destiny. This is a result of my past, previous births. So this is a birth that I have got. This is my destiny. Right? Now, how I play this role is my free will. Okay? So whatever choices that I make in this, when yesterday Mirabhan asked me, would you give a class? If I would have chosen not to give, then I would have not done that. Right? It was my choice. It was my decision. This is what I chose. And that's why I'm here now. And most probably this happened in the previous cycle as well. And that's why I'm here. So, every second, we behave. We do our actions according to our sanskars. Yes, but again we have choice. And whatever we choose is again was according to the previous cycle. If I'm thirsty, if I say, oh, if it's in the drama, I will drink it. No, we will have to make efforts. Right? So, when we make efforts, we don't say, oh, if I would have done it in the previous cycle, I'll do it. No, we do our actions, we take our decisions, we do it. So, it is natural, it is sanskars which are at work. So, we use our free will to choose whatever we choose. We do it. Then we don't say, then there is no comparison. Again in the drama, the second thing that arises is the comparison. If I compare my role with the other person's role, what will happen? What will happen? I can't play my role accurately. If I always thought, oh, wish I came to Gyan, I had come to Gyan when Brahma Baba was there. Oh, hope I would have come in the knowledge 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It was not in the drama. Whenever I came into the knowledge, that was accurate in the drama. So, we need to accept whatever is happening to us in the drama. Instead of me getting born in any foreign land, I should have born in India. That didn't happen in this birth. But it has a reason, right? Why we are born in a particular place, why we are born to particular parents, there's a reason for it. And we know that. The karmic account with those people, with that place, we need to clear it. And that's why we are born there. So we know the answer, but we have to revive it again and again. That's all. We have to remember that again and again. Otherwise, if we don't remember that, then again, oh, why is it happening to me only? Why it's not happening? No. We know the answer. Nothing happens without a reason in our lives. Everything has a reason, and that reason is, what is that reason? Why is it happening in our life? It's in the drama. And why is it in the drama? It's my karmic account. It's my karma. Right? When I say it's my karma, it's not a matter of disheartening. You know, oh, I should have done something wrong in my previous birth, and that's why this is happening to me. No matter how much good I do to others, the negative comes back to me. This, oh, it's not to understand. Yes, it's my past karma. I might have done something, but then again, I change it. I clear it, and I start to give good wishes. If I hold on to it, oh, I should have done something wrong in my previous birth. Then if I just keep myself to that, then it is a feeling of disheartenment. Right? So then again, with the help of Baba, with the help of Baba's love, help of Baba's power, I start to give good wishes to those people. Give love. Give gracious. I transform. I change my previous karma. Okay, whatever I have done, I can't change it. But at least present is in my hands. Present is in my hands. So I can change it. The effect of my past karmas are always there. But it's up to me now to change that past effects of past karma. And Baba has given us beautiful methods to change it. And the beautiful thing is, Baba is with us. Baba is there with us constantly to help us. So whatever I want to change, Baba is giving that energy, giving that power. I can do it to the extent whatever I want to do. So that is the beauty of this confluence age, that God is with us and God is just taking us, lifting us. And that's why big issues, big problems get solved very easily, because there's Baba's help. There's Baba's companionship, that Baba is taking us along. But along with that, we need to learn certain things to understand drama. We need to stop blaming the drama. We need to stop blaming the people around us. Oh, it is because of this person this has happened. It is because of that person this is happening. This is not true. We know that. Right? It is because of my own energy that I'm attracting all these things. That's why in Hindi it is said, Jaisa Siti Vaisi, Jaisi Avastha Vaisi Vyavastha. Means according to your stage, your, you know, facilities and everything, your arrangements, everything will be set aright. If my stage is powerful, stage of my mind is powerful, everything else around me would fall into place. Would fall into place. So I need to make my stage powerful. I need to make my state of mind very positive and powerful. Everything else will fall into place. There could be many times when, even in the yagya, if we approach some seniors and they would give some wrong decisions, which was not accept. According to them, the decision was right, but according to me, it hurt me. Right, the decision they gave, it hurt me. So then, is it easy for me to accept that decision? So then there's a lot of negativity. Oh, that person is coming under the influence of these people, and that's why the instrument is giving wrong decisions. That is all types of negativity. We, the Brahmins, are having karmic account with the Brahmins only. Right? With the non-BKs, we have little bit of karmic accounts, but most of the karmic accounts for we Brahmins is with the Brahmins. Don't you think so? Yeah? Why is it so? Why do we Brahmins have karmic accounts with the Brahmins? It's because we have been taking births together for a long, long period of time. We have been there, many births together. Might be with the non-BKs, one or two births maybe, you know, towards the end. But with the BKs, it's a strong bondage, strong karmic account. So now, when such type of situation arise, when I have a lot of negative thoughts, it doesn't help me. It even brings my energy level down. So then I need to just see the drama. So whatever decision the instrument has given, it's the right decision according to drama. Just detach myself. Because it was not in favor of me, that's why I got hurt. Right? So I need to let go of that ego also. When I let go of that ego and get detached and see and say, okay, according to the drama, according to that particular situation, might be that decision was accurate. So that saves my lot of energy if I think that way. Okay, just accept. Acceptance, we accumulate the energy. Rejection, lot of negative thoughts, and you know, then I start to spread all these things to others, and vibrations, negative all comments and everything, then I am creating karma again. I'm creating karma again there. So I need to accept, learn to accept the things that are going on in the drama. When we accept, things becomes much more easier. When I start to reject, lot of negative energy goes up. So one is the acceptance of the decisions, acceptance of other people's roles. No matter what they are doing, just accept them. If I'm in the position to just go to them and say, give some suggestions, that's okay. If I'm not able to give the suggestions, accept it. On what basis do we accept that? There should be some basis on which we accept other people. On what basis do we accept other people? They are my brothers and sisters. Right? I live in Gyan Sarovar amidst 180 people with different sanskars, different backgrounds, different culture. People from north, people from east, people from west, people from southern India, from all the states, we live together in Gyan Sarovar. With different background, different culture, different society, different language, everything different. But we are living together. Do you think it's easy? In a family, with the same culture, same language, four or five people live together, it becomes so difficult matching the sanskars. But here when 180 people are living together with different everything, at least in this birth, but one common thing that we all have is we are Baba's children. We have recognized Baba. We are Brahmins. Right? So there are little bit of clashes, little bit of, you know, misunderstandings and everything. If I start to crib about it, oh, this person doesn't understand me. Oh, I don't know, this person's background is different. No, they don't understand me, that, this. No. At the end of the day, what I say to myself is, no matter how that person is, he is my brother. No matter what how the sister is, she is my sister. Right? So when there is acceptance, this is my family. He is my brother. She is my sister. So when I accept it, then we start to ignore all the little things. All the little things. And then we start to enjoy life. Yeah? So just the acceptance, the feeling of belongingness makes things much more easier. And the second thing is the acceptance of my own role. Are you happy with your role? What do you say? Are you happy with your role, whatever you're playing? With the body, with the place that you're in, with the name, whatever role that you're playing. in this birth? Are you happy with it? Huh?
Could have been better.
Yeah, it is in our hands to improve upon it, right? But overall, are you happy? I'll come to that. Yeah? But the question I'm asking, are you happy with your role? There's no other way. You have to be happy. There's no other choice. Right? Once, you know, one of the Madhuban Nivas, when Baba, in a few years ago, Baba used to meet personally, right? In Om Shanti Bhavan. In Om Shanti Bhavan, Baba was meeting all the Madhuban Nivasis personally, one by one, after the Murli, everything, because Baba used to stay till 12 o'clock sometimes, sometimes 2 o'clock at night. So Baba used to meet personally, one by one. So once there was a program of meeting Madhuban Nivasis, one by one. And Baba was asking each one, whoever was to come to Baba, I used to ask them, are you happy? Tum santusht ho? Tumhare purushat se. Are you content with your efforts that you are making? Baba used to ask. Obviously, they used to, no Baba, I am not content. Because they want to improve anyway, right? We are not happy, we are not content with our efforts. We want to improve upon it, right? One brother came and Baba asked the same question. Are you content with the effort that you are making? And brother said, yes, Baba, I'm content. I'm satisfied, he said. Baba smiled and then said, why? Then he explained, he narrated about that. Baba, see, if my number is 36, no matter how much effort I make, I can't take 35th number. Is it not? One number before, if my number is fixed, in the drama, that I'm supposed to take 36th number, no matter how much effort I make, I won't be getting 35th rank. So, I'm content. So this is on the lighter side, but you know, are we really content with the role that we are playing? Or do we sometimes want to play somebody else's role? Do we want to sometimes play someone else's role? Oh, instead of being a mother, if I should have become be a kumari. You know, if I would have got knowledge before getting married, then I would have never got married, you know, and then I would have done a lot of efforts, that type of thoughts do you have? Sometimes some people have this, but, you know, whatever is happening in the drama is accurate. Might be, if I would have come as a Kumari, they would have left Baba, got married and again come back. Never know what's... Because there are many examples in the Yajna. Those who have left, got married and then again come back. Right? So we need to accept my role as it is. Then I'm able to play it accurately. In between, if I have some desires, instead of this, that should have been there in my life. This I should have been in there in my life. Then I can't give 100% of myself. I can't give 100% of myself. Because I am unique, right? So when I accept myself 100% as I am, only then I can give 100%. I as a whole, if I say, okay, this part of me is good, but this part of me is not good. To understand, it's very good, okay, what my specialities are, what my weaknesses are,
on the level of understanding to understand them, it's very good. But then I say, oh, I have little bit of laziness, I have little bit of this, that, this thing, this weaknesses, that weaknesses, then I don't like this part of me. I like the specialties part of me. Then, you know, when I'm rejecting my weaknesses, then I can't correct them. I can't set those things right. I need to accept it first. Okay? I have this weakness. I accept it. Human being, I'm not perfect. That's okay. I have this weakness. But then, now, what am I going to do about it? How do I get rid of that weakness? Then I make efforts. Just like, you know, if my knee is paining, if I say, oh, my knee is paining, my knee is paining, my knee is paining, what will happen? I just contract those muscles near my knees. When I contract my muscles, the blood flow is not proper. Because wherever there is pain, blood flow should be more. And then it will get set right. Right? So, but when I'm saying, oh, my knee is paining, then I'm contracting my muscles, then the blood flow is not there, then I can't heal my knee. So, instead of that, I accept it. Okay, my knee is paining. Once the acceptance is there, because why the blood circulation is not there? Oh, my knee should not be paining. You know, like I'm just rejecting it. Because of that rejection, the blood flow is not there. Once I accept it, I set the muscles loose and then the blood circulation is there. And then with whatever medicines, whatever remedy I need to take, I can take it, and then along with that, I can use the power of yoga to send the energy to heal it. So this is a proper method of healing any physical ailments, right? So in the same way, when I reject any part of my sanskars, I don't like this part of my sanskar. In this area, I make again and again make a lot of mistakes. I don't want to do it, but you know, I'm drawn towards it. So I don't want to, I'm rejecting it. Okay, I make mistakes. But I make efforts, taking the energy from Baba, taking Baba's love. I'm trying to, you know, heal it. Heal my disease, heal the sickness of the soul. There are times when we are making efforts, might be we are repeating those mistakes. That's okay. Be a detached observer and see it, okay? But the when we see that, then gradually the frequency of my mistake reduces. Might be I was doing that mistake every day. Might be now, once in 3 days. Gradually, the frequency reduces. And we have to give time to ourselves. We can't transform overnight. Today I decide I should not get angry, from tomorrow I'll stop becoming angry. That can't happen. That can't happen. Right? So we need to be merciful to ourselves also sometimes. We need to give ourselves time. Whatever efforts need to be done, I'm doing it, but giving myself enough time to transform. Otherwise, if I push myself too much, oh, I promise Baba that next January I'll attend Karmatit. I'll be perfect. Push myself towards it. Oh, I want to do this. It's not happening. Then I get frustrated. Oh, Baba, I love you so much. I want to transform myself so much. But you know, I can't do it. I'm not able to do it. Don't burden like that. You know, take it gradually, step by step, you know, and be merciful towards yourself also. And then it becomes easy. Otherwise, we push too much, we do too much, then it becomes burden and then we stop. Oh, I can't do it, Baba. Then we just stop coming to Baba because that guilt is there. So this is also very bad. Guilt, okay, for a few minutes, the guilt, after making a mistake, we should feel guilty. But holding on to that guilt for a long time, then we lose enthusiasm. There's a beautiful Hindi song saying that "ye girne aur sambhalne ka rasta hai." You know, this is a path of, you know, falling and getting up. Okay, we fall down. We fall down, it's nothing big about it. Okay, the greatest thing is, after fleeing, do we have the courage to get up and walk again? So that is a courage. Okay, we make mistakes, but again, after making mistake, I promise to myself, okay, I should not repeat that mistake, again get up and have the courage to walk along. Walk along. And if I commit too many mistakes, then out of guilt, we sink ourselves so much and we don't have that courage to look up to Baba. But Baba doesn't say anything. Baba always has love for me, always gives that power to me. But we need to have that courage to keep ourselves up, to make ourselves get up and again walk. Again walk. You know? We need to get rid of that guilt. This is very much necessary. You know, in the drama it's there, that's okay. Then if I say, oh, if it's in the drama and that's why I'm doing this mistake again and again. Whatever's happened has happened. Put a full stop. But don't think about it too much. You know, when we are walking along the path of drama, one of the things that really pulls us back is thinking of the past again and again. Thinking of the past. Baba has told us, what has he told us? This is our new birth. So when this is our new birth, why do we remember all the past things? We need to just get rid of that. But is it easy for us to get rid of that? Not only of this birth, but of the previous births also we are carrying. And we Brahmins have the hugest burden of births. Right? Of 63 births, we have the burden of 63 births. Right? And now we need to clear that also. No? So how do we clear it? How do we clear it? How do we clear it? By Baba's remembrance and also learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. You know, in this birth we know what mistakes we have done, to whom we have given sorrow. But in our previous births, we don't know to whom we have given sorrow to. And that's why that is pulling us again and again. Because of that, we are experiencing sorrow in this birth. No matter, I don't know to whom I have given sorrow to, right? And that's why I'm receiving sorrow here. So now, how are we going to clear it? Is giving the vibrations of happiness to all the souls to whom we have given sorrow. I don't know to whom we have given sorrow, but sitting in meditation, just being with Baba and emerging all the souls from the corporate onwards to whoever have given sorrow to Baba, I give happiness, the vibrations of happiness, vibrations of love, vibration. Spread those vibrations of love and happiness to all the souls. And automatically, whoever the souls who are connected to me will get those vibrations. Will get those vibrations. And this is the very easiest way to clear our karmic accounts. Spread the vibration. This is what Baba says, give sakash to the world. Giving sakash, okay, generally to the world, that is one thing. The other thing is, whomever I am connected to, since Kopch onwards, to whoever have given sorrow, whoever have given, you know, any type of hurt or anything, emerge them and give happiness and love and respect, all good vibrations, good wishes. So then, our burden becomes lighter and lighter. One is that I give good wishes, I give peace and happiness to the people to whom I had given sorrow to, right? The other thing, I have taken sorrow from others. People have given me sorrow. We hold on to it. Since many births, we are holding on, right? So we need to let go of that also. So how are we going to let go of that? The sorrow that we are holding might be in my previous birth, my father gave me some type of sorrow. Might be in one of my births, my spouse gave me some sort of sorrow. In one birth, might be my brother has given me some type of sorrow. You know, that sorrow, we hold on to it when we leave our body. You know, while leaving our body, but that's why Baba says, in this state, the ultimate thought, the last thought, when you are leaving the body, that counts a lot, right? So when we are holding on to that sorrow, when we are leaving that body, then we carry that sorrow onto the next birth. So birth after birth, we are carrying that sorrow, which is affecting me in this birth as well. So now I need to release it. How are we going to release it? By experiencing different relationships with Baba. Because this particular relationship has given me sorrow, na? Might be my husband has given me sorrow in previous birth. Might be, we feel it, right? Particular relationship, there's a little bit of problem with the particular relationship. So, I develop that particular relationship with Baba. And whatever sorrow I'm holding on to because of that relationship, I release it because I'm experiencing happiness and love from that relationship. For example, if in my previous birth I have taken sorrow from my father because my father has not taken care of me well in my previous birth. So this birth, you know, I reconnect with Baba as my father. I take lot of happiness, lot of love from Baba and heal that sorrow. That sorrow. Then we can make out what is that particular relationship that really is not working out for me. So we need to fill that gap and heal ourselves completely. If we don't heal ourselves completely, then we can't go to Paramdham, right? We need to heal ourselves completely in all forms. So we need to understand our own self and then heal it completely. You know? So we need to understand our own role. You know, previously, like in few years ago, I was just having a chat with one of the sisters on the dining table, and she is into all this, you know, previous birth. She wants to understand all these things, and she narrated a very beautiful story of hers. In this birth, because her parents came into knowledge when she was quite a kid, like, you know, 6 or 7 years, she was 6 or 7 years old, and her parents came into knowledge, and both the parents were so enthusiastic about Baba's knowledge that they both got delivered to Baba's, in Baba's house. And then because they both got dedicated, they couldn't take care of the children very well. There were 2 daughters and 1 son. She was the elder one. And she was put into the hostel, Baba's hostel only. And whenever she used to come back to spend some quality time with the parents, because children need love from the parents. So whenever she came back to her mother to obviously in their holidays, was to come back. And the mother used to live in the center. So the mother was not able to give such type of love to the child, particular personal attention to the child, you know, pamper her, give that love. So that emptiness was always there. And as she grew up, because of the pressure, okay, she was also interested in Baba's knowledge, because since childhood she was into Baba's knowledge. So, and then she didn't have any other option but to dedicate her life to Baba's thing. And then, okay, she thought, okay, might be this is what I want, and she got dedicated. And she started to run a center, and, you know, she was a good instrument in running the centers and everything. And one point in time when she had to face a lot of problem, she decided, okay, this is it. I can't live in the center. And she just came out. And she got married, and, you know, as a usual thing. She is in contact. She goes to the center, does everything. But, you know, that emptiness was always there. Why did my mother betray me like this? If she would have taken care of me, at least until, you know, 18 years or 20 years, might be I would have been much more stable, and, you know, I would have given much more good service to Baba. Why did she betray me in my childhood? No, why did she? That, you know, grudge, some emptiness, that hatredness towards the mother was always there. So she was interested. Why is it like this? Let me see. And, you know, while making friends, she came across a friend who was a hypnotist, who did regression hypnosis. And she went to him and went under this regression. And one interesting thing she found out was, in one of the births, not just the previous birth, in one of the previous births, this birth's mother, the mother in this birth, was her wife in one of the births. And she was a minister to a king. The sister, she was a minister to a king, and her mother in this birth was the wife of the minister in that birth. And when she was a minister to that king, and that minister used to spend a lot of time with the king and the kingdom work, and used to give less time to the family, the wife and the family. And there was a situation when some problem came. There was a problem in the family, and the wife needed help badly from the husband, you know, like she was in a debt, something had happened, and she really needed some help, and she didn't get that, right? And she suffered a lot. The wife suffered a lot. But this husband didn't attend to all the needs and everything, and he used to spend a lot of time with the king and the kingdom work. And this birth, back, you know, the wife became the mother and the minister became a daughter. Right? Now, the mother at the very young age of the daughter, she just separated her. You know, this is the karma. Because in that birth, the minister didn't take care of the wife properly. And in this birth, somehow, you know, there was rejection. There was, you know, there was not that bondage or anything. There was rejection. So this is karma. So if I say in this birth, oh, why this person is behaving in like this, in this, with me? So we don't have to go to a regression therapy and understand all these things, but you know, at least we understand this, right? So when I try to understand each and everything is happening according to my own karma, things become much more easier. So just accept them as they are and just go along. So then it becomes much more easier. Yeah. So one of the questions that sister asked was, how can we make out that our decision is right? The decisions we are making is right or wrong? When we are with Baba, you know, whenever we have to make any decisions, just connect with Baba mentally. And whatever touching comes, that is the right decision. For example, if I decide to meditate until 8 o'clock in the evening, from 6 to 8 is a meditation time, bhakti is going on. So if I think, okay, I want to really do good bhakti, so until 8 o'clock I want to meditate. By 7:45, 7:35 or 40, I get a thought, I want to get up and go out. Now this feeling is strong, the thought is strong. I get up and go out and happen to meet someone who was looking for me. Otherwise, and it was really very essential, that person wanted to really meet me for an important task. That person was looking for me. So what I mean to say is, don't go by a hard and fast rule. Okay, these are the disciplines, this I want to do. Many times we think of some things to do and something else happens. Right? We are drawn towards something and we go somewhere, we meet some people. You know, according to Dharma, that is perfect. That's perfect. You know, don't go by a hard and fast rule. Oh, this has to happen, that has to happen. No, just be with Baba. Whatever is accurate for that time, that will happen. That's it. So always, that connection should be there, that's all. If the connection is right, right things will happen. Otherwise, right things wouldn't happen. You know, might be, as a rule, the decision might not be right. But according to your situation, the decision might be right. Okay, might be you are able to understand the situation or not. For example, you know, going to cinema, going to a movie is wrong. It's not a BK discipline, right? But you have kids, teenage kids, they want to watch a movie, right? As a mother, what do you do? Mother is following Baba's disciplines. As Baba's Srimad, it's not right to go to a movie theater. But as a teenager, is not, your child is not in Baba's knowledge. He or she wants to watch a movie. So, you know, that child wants you to come along. So now it's your decision whether you want to accompany your child or just say, no, you go. So just be with Baba and whatever Baba gives the touchings, that is the right thing for you. Might be it is wrong for me to go because I'm a dedicated sister. some disciplines would apply to some people and some disciplines wouldn't apply to some people. Right? So, as a BK dedicated sister, it's wrong for me, but as a mother, as a family holder, might be at that position, that situation, it's the right thing to go for you. Because if you don't take your child to a theater, might be the child would go friends, which is, you know, might be the child would fall into wrong company, anything. So there's a protection of the mother always. Okay, if you want to watch a movie, come with me, I'll take you. You know, there's a protection. Is there? Not that because you want to watch it. No, it's because my child wants to do it. Right? So we need to be liberal sometimes and you be connected with Baba. And whatever Baba touches you, that's the right thing, right decision to make. Okay? Any questions? Yes, Mother. Yes. According to the karma, the state of the world is accurate. But we as Brahmins know our responsibility. Right? So we as Brahmins know our responsibilities and we have to fulfill our responsibilities. It is bound to happen. And we know that it is accurate in the dharma. Yes. You build up your energy connecting with Baba, you become more courageous now. You were not courageous before, so you have developed that virtue. So it's okay. It's okay, because and it's a positive sign of transformation. At least now you're able to take a step. You have become much more courageous. So it's a positive improvement. It's a transformation. We should be happy about it. Yeah? Better late than never. Yes? Yes. You know, when we look back, we all Brahmins. You know, we had some weaknesses. And over the time, we have conquered it. And we will improve upon it even afterwards now. And we can't say, oh, 5 years ago, I should have been much more like this, like that. It's drama. But we are improving, right? Our yoga is becoming better, our behavior, our attitude, our thinking process, everything is becoming much more better, right? Yes. Because when I'm receiving sorrow, without reason I can't receive sorrow. Just like, you know, Baba says, the Christ soul, Jesus and Christ, there are two souls, right? When Jesus was put up on the cross, it was Jesus who experienced sorrow. The soul of the Christ can't experience sorrow. Because there is no karma before for Christ. So the Christ can't experience sorrow at all. So if I'm experiencing sorrow in this birth, means 100% I'm clearing my past accounts. 100% clearing my past accounts. Without any reason, I can't experience sorrow. I'm not creating thing. If I give sorrow, then I'm creating. No, decisions, we need to see the overall benefit. It's not that, okay, one person is getting hurt because of my one decision, but overall there's a benefit. Then you have to take a decision which is benefiting over the overall way. No matter one person is getting hurt, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So your overall benefit. You know, when you're disciplining your children, if a child is going in a wrong way, wrong path, you need to show some firmness. You need to show some strictness. So if I say, oh, my child would feel sorrow, the child will get hurt if I show some firmness and everything. No. You have to hurt that person for the future benefit. You are not hurting the person because you have some wrong intentions. No, you have good wishes that my child should be a better person. So you are disciplining that person. So you are hurting for a moment, that is a momentarily hurt, but in the long run, it's for the benefit of the child, right? So you have to see the long run thing. The future, which will be beneficial. So you have to see that. No matter whatever happens at present. You know, when I'm saying of sorrow, there are two things. One is giving sorrow and another is taking sorrow. You know, if I'm too sensitive, no matter whatever the person does, I get hurt. The person doesn't do it with intention of giving sorrow. But I'm too sensitive, so I take that sorrow and I hold on to that sorrow. And that is why Baba says, don't give sorrow and don't take sorrow also. As Brahmins, we pay attention to not to give sorrow to others. But because of that sensitivity, we tend to take sorrow from little things. So we need to become strong to not to take, no matter what the other person says or does, I should be positive. You know? We should not become like touch me not. Not become like touch me not. Become strong. Be strong. You know? If others, when the third person says something, we don't get hurt. Well, some passerby on the road, if that person comments something, we just ignore it, you know? Shrug our hair, shoulders and just move along. But who has known me for a long time, who is a very close friend or anyone, that person comments something which really hurts, that really hurts. Right? So that also we need to pay attention to. The closer the relationship, more hurt we take from those people. We need to pay attention to that also. Don't take sorrow from others. Okay? Shall we stop here or you want to have any want to ask any questions? And regarding the overall drama, you know, looking at the present condition of the yajna, condition of the world, okay, we are accepting the condition of the world. We know what the condition of the world would be in the future also. But when we look at the condition of the yajna also, we need to be very stable. Okay? Because previously Baba used to come for 2 hours, 3 hours, and now Baba's role is changing. Dadi's roles are changing and conditions are changing. This is also a new scene in the drama. So we need to accept that as well. And looking at these scenes, Does anyone have any questions? Just accept them. Yeah. Yeah, you can clarify. If you felt that it was not right, you can just clarify, communicate back. Okay, oh, this is whatever you told yesterday, whatever you spoke, I didn't like it. Just communicate back or whatever your feelings are. You know, if you don't feel, if you're not in a position to communicate back, then just ignore it. Ignore it. That's it. So looking at the present situation of the yagya also, you know, just have faith in Baba. This is Baba's yagya. Baba is taking care of everything and is there until the end for us. Right? So when we have this faith in Baba and faith in the drama and faith in Baba's knowledge, so everything will be all right. So then we won't have any questions about whatever is happening. Okay, just stick on to it. Have faith. Because we have faith in Baba, right? God has come. God is giving this knowledge. So whatever He is speaking is the truth. So when we have this faith, we need to have faith in the yagya as well. Because it is His creation. Because He has created this system here. So, we need to have faith in that also. Okay? Om Shanti.
उपकार किया जो तुमने।